Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's April 23rd. I'm Brian Dean Wright, former CIA operations officer, and this is The Wright Report. Hey, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Wright Report, your daily news podcast. I've got an executive brief for you this morning that is shaping America and the world. Last Saturday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed something called the Repo Act. It was buried in the broader bills that funded various foreign wars, including the war in Ukraine. The Repo Act allows Joe Biden to seize the financial assets of the government of Russia, some of which are held in U.S. banks. That money, plus other Russian cash held by European banks, adds up to about $300 billion. And those billions, at least according to this new Repo Act, can now be used by Mr. Biden to help fund the war effort in Ukraine. But is that a smart idea? Some people say yes, others say no, but either way, why should we care? How could Russia's money possibly impact us? Well, as it turns out, we definitely should care, and it could absolutely impact each and every one of us in ways that are unimaginable and utterly disastrous. And it is those high stakes, ladies and gentlemen, that deserve our special attention this morning with this executive brief. And with that, let's get to it. Although, let me start with an admission. Unpacking this debate can sometimes be a little bit challenging if we are not financiers or accountants, because it tends to involve deficits and debt or currencies, interest rates, and global trade. But that's all right, because we're going to blast through that challenge, and we're going to do it using some thought experiments this morning. So on your phones, computers, or in your minds, come with me to the country of Guyana, because you are now the president of that country in our grand thought experiment. And a quick internet search will show you what your new country looks like. It is filled with thick jungles, gorgeous rivers, waterfalls, beaches, oh, and a whole lot of oil. Back in 2015, a consortium led by ExxonMobil discovered billions of barrels of oil just offshore of Guyana, with revenues predicted to be upwards of $170 billion in the decades to come. And that's a pretty big deal. That little country's annual budget is only $1.4 billion. So in our thought experiment, I want you to imagine that as you are the president, you are pumping the oil out of the ground, and now you've got $170 billion worth of oil to sell. Well, let us imagine that I am the president of Uruguay. I am a South American neighbor of yours, and I think your oil is great. In fact, I think it's so great because I need it. But that takes us to our first challenge. When it comes time to pay, you and I have to agree on how we complete this transaction. In other words, what am I going to pay you with? In the world of finance, this is known as a transaction currency. And here's the good news. You and I could use anything, really. We just have to believe that whatever it is, whether that be pieces of art or coconut shells, well, those have value. But in reality, it's cash currencies. And I could pay you in mine. It's called the peso. But you, as a savvy president, say, nah, you want payment in a currency that you can use virtually anywhere in the world. And sadly, that is not true with my little peso. You would be stuck with it. You would then have to exchange it for something else in the financial markets. And doing that, you would lose a lot of money in exchange fees. And that is why you, as a smart president, demand to be paid in U.S. dollars. The reasons for that are three. First, the backer of the dollar, which of course is the U.S. government, is perceived as being stable. Second, our country is perceived to be governed by the rule of law. And third, our financial industry in the United States is perceived to be pretty well regulated. In other words, it's all about stability. Businesses and global traders look for a currency that is backed by a country, a government, and a financial market that is stable and reliable, and the U.S. dollar is. And that is why the dollar is the transaction currency of choice. In fact, it has been since 1944, following the Second World War. And to just give you a sense of the scale of that, Anywhere from 90 to 96% of the world's foreign exchanges, like between you and I in Guyana and Uruguay, are done in U.S. dollars. And that is great news for Americans. With all those excess U.S. dollars floating around out there, businesses and traders gravitate to the U.S. to buy our products and services. They also buy big American assets like buildings or companies, or they invest in the U.S. stock market. And that collectively helps explain a big reason for why the U.S. economy has been so vibrant since the end of the Second World War. So that's the benefit of when the U.S. dollar is king of the global transaction currencies. But there's something else, another really big benefit. And it involves something called a reserve currency versus the transaction currency that we just discussed. So to understand the difference, let's go back to our thought experiment. So let us imagine that you are sitting in the presidential palace in Guyana. Congratulations, the place looks great. Your treasury is overflowing this morning with U.S. dollars from all of your oil sales, plus taxes and fees on a lot of your other business transactions too, like from your tourism or gold industries. So the question for you is, what are you to do with all those U.S. dollars sitting in your treasury or your central bank? Well, if you're smart, and you are, you are going to invest those U.S. dollars in something, even just for a few days or weeks, to earn interest. And so you are looking for an investment that is certainly performing well, the best performing out there, but the least risky, right? You don't want to lose your national treasury or your reserve cash on some crazy Ponzi scheme. So that means that you will be looking for a country and an investment that has more or less four things. You're looking for stability, rule of law, a financial industry that is pretty well regulated. Plus, the investment itself is going to need to be in a market that is liquid, which is just a fancy way of saying that you are going to need to be able to buy and sell whatever the investment is as often as you want and get your cash back quickly. Well, those four conditions for your government's reserve cash investments sound a lot like the things that businesses and global traders look for in a transaction currency. And guess what? They are. Those are the conditions necessary for what is called a reserve currency. That's what governments like Guyana look for when investing their government reserves. And here's the great news, at least if you're an American. The U.S. and our dollar are also the top choice for global governments and their reserve currency investments. They're looking to and to specifically invest in U.S. debt. Now, maybe you've heard of things like U.S. Treasury bills or bonds or notes. But for our purposes, they're all the same. Countries around the world buy U.S. government debt with their reserve cash because they regard our debt as safe. We follow the rule of law. It's liquid and so forth. And that, folks, is a really big deal. With so many governments wanting to buy our U.S. debt, that means with all that global demand, the U.S. can offer its debt at a pretty low interest rate. And we do. Well, that in turn pumps us full of a lot of cheap money. And so we keep borrowing it and borrowing and borrowing so much, actually, that it would bankrupt any other nation in the world that tried to do the same. And that allows our federal government to run massive annual deficits on stuff that you and I really benefit from, whether that be highways or dams or Medicare and Social Security. And so that is why it is so wonderful, at least for us in the United States, that the U.S. dollar is both the global transaction currency and the global reserve currency as well. Because without those two things, our economy would certainly be less vibrant, and also we couldn't live so high on the hog with the federal government not spending all that stuff on things like, well, Medicare and Social Security and the rest of it. That requires massive deficit spending, which is fueled by cheap foreign reserve money. All right. But ladies and gentlemen, we've got this great system, don't we? But there are storm clouds brewing, and it has to do with foreign wars. But before we get to that, let's take our first break. When we come back, we are going to do a quick recap of what we have just discussed, and then we're going to talk about how foreign wars and other foreign policies are setting the stage for absolute financial disaster with this Repo Act, just the latest example. So let's take that break. For my subscribers listening at rightreport.substack.com, thank you. Meanwhile, for my other loyal listeners, I offer you an equal thanks, and please do enjoy today's messages from Superbeats and Jace Medical. We'll be right back. I am at 4 months in with Superbeats Heart Chews, and boy, am I happy. Just 2 little chews a day, and I get a shot of energy, plus performance and endurance. I take mine at breakfast, and then I am set for the day. Also, here's another great benefit. If you pair Superbeats with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in these chews are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. How great is that? So do what I did. Go to GetSuperBeets.com, that's BEETS.com, and use promo code WRITE. If you choose one of their bundles, that is going to get you a 30-day supply of Superbeats for free and 15% off your first order. So go to GetSuperBeets.com, use that promo code WRITE, and get your heart-healthy energy that you need and support for healthy blood pressure, too. You will be so glad you did. Over the past few weeks, you all know that I got the stinking cold, then I got a sinus infection. But as I did, I was at peace because I knew I had antibiotics at the ready from JaceMedical.com. All I had to do was have a quick phone call with my doctor. I got the green light to use them, and that was it. There was no pulling myself out of bed, driving to the pharmacy, hoping it was ready. I was ready at home. And that's why I love Jace Medical. They provide you all kinds of prescription medications delivered right to your door. And it's so easy. Just go to jacemedical.com, fill out a very simple online form, and in no time flat, you will get your medications. In some cases, you'll have a quick phone call with one of their board-certified physicians to make sure you are getting exactly what you need. But regardless, it is a great service. So go to jacemedical.com, that's J-A-S-E medical.com, and you will enter a promo code. Of course, it is right at checkout, and you are going to get a great discount when you do. Again, folks, that's promo code right at J-A-S-E medical.com, and do this today, because there is no telling what tomorrow might bring. Welcome back to The Right Report. Let's continue with our news this morning with a quick recap of our executive brief so far. So here's what we've covered. We now know that the U.S. dollar is the world's leading transaction currency. So that means that it is used by traders and business people all around the world, especially the folks who buy and sell commodities like oil. And that status as the world's leading transaction currency is very good for America and has been since the 1940s, especially for our factories and farms. It helps to create jobs and overall economic vitality. Next, we also discussed this morning that the U.S. dollar is used as the global reserve currency as well. That means that it is used by nations all around the world and their central banks when they choose to park their excess or reserve money with U.S. banks or the U.S. government to buy our debt. And that, too, is really good for folks like us. It allows our government to use all that very cheap borrowed money and spend it on stuff that otherwise we couldn't afford, running deficits for things like Social Security or Medicare and Medicaid. But before the break, I mentioned that foreign wars and foreign policies are starting to darken the clouds of our financial futures. And that is so very important as we discuss the Repo Act that was just passed by the U.S. House last week. So let me explain what's happening, and let us do this by stepping back into history for just a moment. Since the 1940s, America's foreign policies have made countries around the world pretty mad at us sometimes because they know that we are financing our wars or otherwise our foreign adventures with very cheap debt, which is really just their money. In fact, back in the 1960s, the French government and their very famous president, a man named Mr. Charles de Gaulle, called the supremacy of the U.S. dollar and what we can do with it an exorbitant privilege. Well, that global anger or jealousy took off like an absolute rocket ship with the war in Ukraine. And that is because on February 28th of 2022, Joe Biden shocked the financial world when he seized or froze Russia's central bank assets that were held in the United States. He, along with European leaders, froze about half of Russia's total reserves, amounting to over $300 billion. Now, put aside what you think of Russia or Putin or the war in Ukraine. Instead, I want you to imagine this development as though you are the president of Guyana this morning. And imagine that you got that news back on February 28th of 2022. That morning, you started to think a lot about the billions that you have parked in the United States or European banks or with the U.S. government and buying the debt. You now realize that you and your country's reserves are profoundly vulnerable to the whims of not just Mr. Biden, but any future U.S. government. But wait a minute, that just wasn't the deal. Since the 1940s, you and other presidents all around the world have invested in U.S. assets or debt because you thought that America was about the rule of law or stability or the rock-solid promise to always pay that debt back with interest. But that's no longer the case. Joe Biden just took Russia's money. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Biden just upended 80 years of the financial world's faith in our markets. But I'll tell you, it just got worse. Last Saturday, when the House passed that Repo Act, the faith, as disturbed as it was, has now been shattered. And that's because the Repo Act takes things one step further. It authorizes Mr. Biden to not just seize or freeze those assets, but rather confiscate them and then use them. In Russia's case, that is the loss of hundreds of billions of dollars. So again, if you were the president of Guyana this morning, again, putting aside what you might think about Putin or Russia, how do you assess this morning your country's risk in this new America? Well, obviously, you're probably pretty nervous and you are looking for other options. You first start by looking around for a new transaction currency for your businesses and your traders. And that is starting to happen. This past winter, the Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. dollar is facing a backlash in the oil markets all around the world because of what Mr. Biden and others did in Europe back in 2022. In fact, as the journal noted, dollar dominance as the transaction currency of the world is down to about 80% of global trade from 96%, with an increasing number of commodity deals like for oil completed with non-dollar currencies. So that is the first fallout of Mr. Biden's decision. The dollar is starting to lose its status as the global leader of transaction currencies. That means that we are starting to degrade our economic vitality. But frankly, that is not the worst of it. So again, thinking as we were the Guyana president, you now need also a new reserve currency to lean on, because that too is pretty dangerous or risky. You don't want to park your money in the U.S. or U.S. debt if Mr. Biden or some president might seize it. And that is exactly what is going through the mind of not only the president of Guyana this morning, but also a lot of others, including the governments of China, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, India, and others. These countries, which are called the BRIC nations, are so anxious that they are working towards a new financial world that is not so reliant on the dollar. In fact, they want to end what the French president called America's exorbitant privilege. But can they do it? And what happens to America, to you and me, if they can pull it off and we lose that privilege? Well, let's start with that latter question. What would America be like if we didn't have the global dollar dominance for at least the reserve currency status? Well, to imagine that, let's switch gears in our thought experiment. And let us imagine that we are now in the Oval Office this morning and you are the President of the United States. And after this brief so far this morning, you now know that the loss of the reserve currency status would mean that governments around the world are going to be a little less interested in buying U.S. debt. And that's because it is now more risky because of this Mr. Biden's decision in 2022 and also this new Repo Act. So in order for you to attract the billions of dollars back that you used to get cheap and easy, in other words, to get those presidents and those central banks around the world to buy your U.S. debt and all that U.S. Deficit spending, you're going to have to sweeten the deal. You are going to have to offer investors a greater return on their investment in recognition for this higher risk. And that means higher interest rates, probably a lot higher, certainly higher than what America has enjoyed since the 1940s. And that's a big problem. Our national debt is currently at $34.6 trillion, and that is projected to double over the next 20 years. Let me explain this problem a little bit differently in terms that we might understand. Imagine that we have a national credit card. We've been using it since the 1940s with a 1% introductory rate. And we have financed over those decades so much debt that it is almost unimaginable. But it was sustainable because of that 1% rate. But now, after 80 years of just ridiculous debt being put on that credit card, our introductory rate is going up 5%, 7%, 10%, who knows? But regardless, we can't afford it. It means that in order to just pay the interest payments, say nothing of the principal, we're going to have to either cut our spending or raise our taxes or both. Either way, what history has shown us in these cases is that leads to mass poverty, suffering, and often civil unrest. Because going from some big old fat pigs and enjoying all that deficit spending to something far more lean, that's no fun. And that is what America would look like if the U.S. dollar lost its reserve currency status. So that takes us back to the other question that we just asked a couple of minutes ago. Can those BRIC nations possibly displace the U.S. dollar's supremacy as the global reserve currency? Because obviously they want to, but can they? Well, that is the big question. It is a multi-trillion dollar question. And frankly, our lives and those of our kids and grandkids depend on it. So let's talk about that. Plus, let me give you my analysis and opinion about what we should do. Let's do it after our next commercial break. It is sponsored, by the way, by MD Hearing Aids and American Heart for Gold. We'll be right back. About 3 months ago, I got my dad to do me a favor. He tried a hearing aid from mdhearingaid.com. Now, he didn't want to exactly because, like a lot of men, he said he didn't need them, but he kind of did. And that's because, like a lot of working men and women, he spent his life farming, ranching, and logging, and decades of that really harmed his hearing. So he did me a favor. He tried the Neo Access model from MD Hearing. And folks, it dramatically improved his quality of life. He could finally turn down the TV instead of running the family out of the living room. He could enjoy supper at restaurants with us and actually hear the conversations and participate. And the best part for him was that nobody could tell he was wearing them. That was his big fear, that the hearing aids would be these big old clunky things, and that just wasn't the case. So if you or a loved one have worked the fields in the factories of this country and your hearing has suffered as well, do what my family did. Go to shopmdhearing.com and try out one of their four models for a 45-day risk-free trial plus 100% money-back guarantee. And when you use promo code TWR, like The Right Report, you can get one of their new pairs for only $297 plus a free extra charging case, which is $100 value. Again, folks, I'm telling you, go to shopmdhearing.com, use that promo code TWR, and pick the model that suits your budget, because I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. Again, that's shopmdhearing.com. In the coming weeks, you are likely to hear even more headlines about leaders in both the U.S. and Europe starting to seize Russian assets. They're going to do it to pay for the war in Ukraine. We spoke of this back in early January with the very clear effects on the U.S. dollar and our pocketbooks. So if you are looking for ways to diversify your investments, and we should, consider physical gold and silver, and consider American Hartford Gold as you do. They are the precious metal dealer that I use and trust. When you give them a call, they will explain how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by purchasing physical gold and silver. And feel comfortable using American Hartford Gold, as they have an A-plus ranking from the Better Business Bureau. So either give them a call at 866-353-2694. Again, that is 866-353-2694. Or just text them. Just text WRIGHT, that's WRIGHT, WRIGHT to 65532. Man, that is easy. Again, that's WRIGHT 265532. And when you do, folks, they will give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order, all depending on your total purchase. So again, give them a call at 866-353-2694 or text my last name, WRIGHT, to 65532. And folks, buy that physical gold and silver with American Hartford Gold. Welcome back to The Right Report, starting with a recap of what we've discussed so far on this executive brief about the Repo Act. We talked this morning about being the president of Guyana, using the U.S. dollar as our preferred transaction currency as we sell our oil to Uruguay. And with those U.S. dollars in hand, we invested them, again, our nation's reserves. And we did that by purchasing U.S. government debt. And we did it because it gives us a pretty good return, it's true, but mostly because the United States is viewed as safe, trusted, and the financial market is very liquid. Again, all the things that we need to protect our nation's reserves. And that 80-year-old system has been very good to not only Guyana, but also the United States. It has made our money in this country both the global reserve currency and the global transaction currency. But as you now know, that 80-year-old system is at risk. And that is because of how Mr. Joe Biden decided to respond to the war in Ukraine back in 2022, plus the passage of the Repo Act by the U.S. House. Well, those developments are leading to the BRIC nations this morning, that is to say Brazil, Russia, India, China, and Saudi Arabia, plus a few others, to work very hard on trying to create a new financial order. They want a new set of transaction currencies, plus, most especially, a new global reserve currency. And boy, if they could pull it off, that would be very bad for the United States. The payments on our national debt would absolutely skyrocket. The interest would crush us like a bug. So the multi-trillion dollar question is this. Can the BRIC nations successfully challenge our financial supremacy this morning, both in terms of our transactional currency and global reserve currency, most especially? Well, I don't have a crystal ball to tell you the answer with high confidence, but most economists will offer you two things. First, they will tell you that Mr. Biden's 2022 decision, plus this new repo act, that stuff is flirting with financial disaster. Because while we may hate the Russians or their war in Ukraine, what we are doing is imperiling the financial system that we have enjoyed and benefited from since the 1940s. But second, the general good news is that as of this moment, the BRIC nations likely cannot pull off creating a new reserve currency. So that means that the U.S. dollar will retain its reserve currency status, at least in the short term. And that's because the BRIC nations and their economies are viewed as being too corrupt or too illiquid or too unstable. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake. The U.S. dollar's global supremacy is under attack and it is being degraded. Sadly, though, it's occurring because of our own policy choices. Now, at some point, policy choices and politicians aside, as history shows us, we will lose our financial crown. No nation on the planet has ever escaped that fate. So if the loss of our financial supremacy is probable, maybe even inevitable at some point, how do we manage that decline? Or said differently, how do we delay or make it less painful for when the day actually comes? Well, let us talk about that. But that is starting to take us into the realm of analysis and opinion. So to do that, let me pivot from facts and data to my analysis and opinion. And I offer you two things. First, like most of you, I am no fan of Russia or Vladimir Putin, but neither he or his nation are worth speeding up the destruction of our republic. And that is exactly what Mr. Biden is doing this morning, along with members of Congress, passing this Repo Act. But I will tell you, you are not likely to hear a lot of people make that argument, because this latest bill, the Repo Act, it sounds, on the surface, really great. You know, take Russia's money, spend it on Ukraine, because either Moscow just deserves it, or hey, we don't want to spend our tax dollars, let's spend Russia's money. But after today's executive brief, I sure hope that listeners understand just how foolish or ill-informed that belief really is. In fact, what Mr. Biden has done and this Repo Act is just a siren song that ultimately takes us closer to economic collapse. And so that is why I promise that I will keep a very close watch on what Mr. Biden does with these frozen Russian funds, assuming that he uses them. Plus, I'm going to be watching for the financial markets and how they react to this. Because I'll tell you, depending on how this all goes, it could be one of those sleeper issues that upends modern life, and very few will see it coming or understand when it starts to happen. Second, folks, this country has a debt problem. And I want us to understand this by imagining this. What if we had just $1 trillion on the nation's credit card? In other words, our national debt was $1 trillion rather than $34 trillion. Well, if that were the case, we would be able to better weather the storm of higher interest rates or losing our reserve currency status, which will happen someday. Now, to be clear, even with $1 trillion, we would have to tighten our belt and try to carry on. But the point is, we would have much more financial flexibility to do it. So that's why I would encourage us to think about fiscal responsibility this morning, and especially when we vote this coming November. Because as of this moment, we still have time to fix this. The BRIC nations, they don't have us by the financial throat yet. They don't have that reserve currency status. So if we can manage to get a hold of our spending right now and pay down that national debt, we might be able to squeeze out of this financial pickle we put ourselves in when we eventually lose our global dominance. So that is what we have to do. And if not for us, for our kids and our grandkids. That is the future that they deserve. That is the country that they deserve. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your executive brief. As always, I will see you tomorrow, God willing. Until then, I leave you with the creed of every good spy and every wise American. They're the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.